Good evening, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹，今天晚安。
May the peace of our Lord be upon us all as we gather together in this evening, the beginning of our Sabbath rest.
那今天晚上我们就是安息日的开始，我们一起聚集在这里，希望神大大祝福我们大家。
I tried to remain this past week while I was here in Irvine. I tried to remain unnoticed.
那我上个礼拜在尔湾这里呢，我希望自己是不被人家注意到的。
Because I anticipated that someone would come up to me and ask me to lead the sermon.
虽然我会有意识到有人会找我来领会。
And I got caught. As you can see.
那你现在看到我站在这里，就知道我已经被。
But I'm very happy to be here this evening.
但是今天晚上能够站在这里，我非常高兴。
It's always a blessing and a joy to be able to see you all and to have fellowship with you all.
那能够在这里跟大家一起团契呢，是一件很幸福的事情。
This evening's topic I'd like to share with you is building one another up in Christ.
那今天晚上与大家分享的这个题目叫做。在基督里互相建立。
Now there's a story that I'd like to share at the beginning of this that ties in with the message.
那一开始呢，我想与大家分享一个故事。那这故事跟我今天要分享的题目是有关系的。
There's a story about several parts of the body that were trying to determine who is the boss.
那这个故事是有关身体的许多肢体，他们在讨论谁要当主管。
And the brain said, well, since I coordinate every function of the body, I am the logical choice to be the boss.
那这个脑袋就说，因为我在协调身体所有部分的功能，因此我应该当主管。
But the heart objected.
但是这个心脏却反对。
The heart said, without me pumping blood throughout the body, none would be able to function, so I should be the boss.
那心脏就说，如果不是因为我把血液灌输到全身体的话呢，身体各部分的肢体都不能够运作，那我应该当主管。
And the eye said, without us, the body would not know where it is going.
那这个眼睛却说，没有我们呢，这身体就没有办法走路。
Therefore, we should be the boss.
所以我们当眼睛的应该做主管。
And the mouth said, I speak for the body, so I should be the boss.
而嘴巴却说，因为我是身体的代言人，我应该做主管。
So one by one, each member of the body gave his reason as to why he should be the boss.
所以身体的每一个肢体呢，都在议论纷纷说谁能够当主管。
And finally, the neck spoke up.
最后这个颈部就开始说话了。
Saying that he should be the boss.
他说他应该当主管。
And the brain said, "You? Why should you be the boss?"
那脑袋的就问他说，为什么你可以当主管呢
？You don't do anything.
你根本没任何贡献。
And the heart said, "Yeah, you know, we wouldn't even miss you if you weren't here."
那个心脏就说，对啊，你不在，你不存在，我们也不会想念你。
And so this made the neck very angry.
那这个颈部就很生气。
And he became tense.
他就开始紧绷起来。
And so the muscles began to knot up.
他所有的肌肉都绷紧了。
And he began to exert excruciating pain.
然后就发出很痛的非常疼痛的声音。
And the pain was so intense that the brain couldn't even think.
这个身体因为太痛了，所以脑袋无法去思考。
And the eyes became blurry.
眼睛就开始视力模糊。
And the heart had to work so hard that it became tired and began to skip a beat from time to time.
而这个心脏因为负荷不了这个压力而开始衰竭。
And so after a week of this, all of the parts of the body agreed that the neck should be the boss.
这个状况持续了一个星期之后，所有的身体所有的部分都说，好吧，就让这个颈部当主管。
So what is the moral of the story?
那这个故事的教训是什么呢？
You don't have to be a brain.Or have a heart to be a boss.
那你要当一个主管，你不需要有一个脑袋，也不需要有心脏。
All you have to do is be a pain in the neck.
你需要做的就是做一个找麻烦的人。
You know, through the centuries, it's been a struggle on how Christians should relate to one another.
这个基督教有这几百年来，基督教都一直在挣扎着如何联系在一起。
You know, some look at the church as a corporation with a CEO or a boss.
有人认为说，把教会成立成一个公司，最上面有一个董事长或者是一个老板。
And they have a hierarchy of people below them.
而他的之下就会有不同阶层的工人。
But the Bible pictures our relationship more like a partnership than a corporation.
但是圣经却描述我们跟神的关系是一种伙伴型的关系。
Instead of a corporate ladder with the boss at the top and the employees at the bottom.
不是那种这个公司里面的最高层是老板，而下面都是不同阶层的工人。
The church is more like a boat.
这个教会就好比一艘船。
With some people at the oars, rowing the boat.
那有些人是划桨的。
Some are at the rudder, steering it.
有些是掌舵的。
And some are navigating.
那有些是导航的。
And even though there are many different parts that make up the body of Christ.
那虽然这个基督的身体是由不同的肢体所组成。
We find that if the church is to function efficiently, the members will form a partnership that will help them move forward, regardless of their differences.
那这个教会要有效的运行的话呢，我们每一位信徒都需要联系在一起，不管我们彼此有任何的差异。
Now, Colossians chapter 4 gives us a good picture of the diversity of the body of Christ.
那这个哥罗西书第四章有非常清楚描述这个身体的差异。
And as we consider this text, we will find out how we can exalt Christ by being partners in a common cause.
那我们在念这几个经节的时候呢，我们去查考我们是如何以一起联系起来，一起来高举神的名。
So we will read from Colossians chapter 4, from verses 5 through 18.
我们来念哥罗西书第四章第五到十八节。第五节，你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道怎样回答个人。七节，我亲爱的兄弟推基古要将我一切的事都告诉你们，他是忠心的执事，和我一同做主的仆人。我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。我又打发一位亲爱忠心的兄弟阿尼西姆同去，他也是你们那里的人。他们要把这里一切的事都告诉你们。与我一同坐监的亚里达古问你们安，巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们安。说到这，马可你们已经受了吩咐，他若到了你们那里，你们就接待他。耶稣又称为尤士都，也问你们安。奉割礼的人中，只有这三个人是为神的国与我一同做工的，也是叫我心里得安慰的。由你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安。他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。他为你们和老底家并希拉波利的弟兄多多的劳苦，这是我可以给他做见证的。所亲爱的医生路加和迪马问你们安，请问老底家的弟兄和宁法并他家里的教会安。
Now the first thing that we notice is that we have different backgrounds.
从这里我们会发现到我们有来自不同的背景。
You see, during the time of the New Testament, there was a great enmity between Jews and Romans.
那在这个新约时代呢，这个罗马人跟犹太人是不共戴天的仇敌。
They had as little dealings with one another as possible.
那他们彼此之间都没有任何的交际。
In fact, whenever they could, they would avoid even using the same streets.
如果有必要的话，他们会避免走同一条路。
Yet we find here that those who had come into a relationship with Christ had shed those sinful prejudices.
但是在这里与神联系起来的基督徒们，他们却已经把这个偏见给放在一边。
And they had learned to come into a partnership with one another.
那他们学习彼此做合伙。
This group of people that Paul lists for us have very diverse backgrounds.
那这个保罗所立下的这些名字呢，他们都有不同的背景。
There were Greeks and there were Jews.
他们有些是希腊人，有些是犹太人。
You see, when Paul lists those who sent their greetings to the Colossians, he lists three Jews and three Gentiles.
在这些问安的人当中，保罗立下了三个外邦人，三个犹太人。
The Jews included Aristarchus, Mark, and Jesus called Justus.
这犹太人当中，其中有亚里达古，有马可，也有这个耶稣又称为犹士都。
And the Gentiles were Epaphras, Luke, and Demas.
而外邦人当中有以巴弗，有路加和迪马。
There were also free persons and there were slaves.
那有当中有三个是当仆人，当奴仆的。
Onesimus was the converted runaway slave that you read about in Philemon.
那阿尼西姆他是这个从主人家逃出来的奴仆，这个他的故事是记载在腓利门书。
Paul says that he is a faithful and dear brother.
那保罗称他为亲爱忠心的兄弟。
And Paul and Aristarchus were both incarcerated. They're both in prison.
而保罗跟亚里达古是一起坐监的。
But the rest of them appear to be free.
那其他人却是自由人。
And notice also that there were male and female.
那当中也有男生女生。
We've already mentioned most of the men, but Paul also emphasizes his greetings to the brothers at Laodicea.
那保罗有向老底家的弟兄请安。
And to Nympha and the church in her house in verse 15.
那在十五节有记载，也请问宁法并他家里的教会安。
And because of their relationship to Christ, these men and women were able to strike up a partnership where there had never been one before.
那因为他们跟神的关系，所以他们这些无论是男是女，他们就已经形成了这个合伙伴。
No longer was there any strife or division.
他们不再有任何的争议或分隔。
But now there is all classes of society.
现在他们来自不同社会不同的背景。
All colors of people. Colors of people.
还有就是不同的肤色。
All races in both genders.
或者是不同的这个种族或者是性别。
And they could all come together united in Jesus Christ.
他们全部都来到耶稣里面合而为一。
So they really understood what Paul wrote to the Galatians.
那所以他们是明白保罗写信给加拉太教会的这个书信。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
我们来看加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 28.
加拉太书第三章第二十八节。
Galatians 3 verse 28.
加拉太书三章二十八节，二十八节，并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
So the church today is enriched by a variety of nationalities, a variety of races.
今天我们的教会是拥有来自不同国家、不同种族的信徒。
There are many cultures that are a part of the church.
那我们教会里面也有不同的文化是组成一起的。
In the church, True Jesus Church in Tampa, Florida.
我们在这个佛罗里达州的坦帕教会。
We like to consider ourselves United Nations of TJC.
那我们称自己是真耶稣教会的联合国。
We have mainland Chinese.
我们那里有来自大陆的信徒。
From several different provinces.
也是大陆的不同的县的信徒。
We have Taiwanese.
我们也有来自台湾的。
Indonesia.
来自印尼的。
We have African American.
我们也有这个非洲裔美国人。
We have Caucasian.
我们也有白人。
We have Hispanic.
我们有这个西班牙人。
The Hispanic come from Colombia, Puerto Rico, Honduras.
这些有些是来自哥伦比亚，有些来自洪都拉斯。
And soon to be baptized next week.
有些很多下个礼拜就会接受洗礼了。
Probably this is the first in TJC will be an Egyptian.
或许在我们真耶稣教会的历史当中有第一个埃及人。
One thing that is really unique about the Tampa Church.
在我们的坦帕教会一件非常独特的特性是。
Even though we have these different nationalities, different cultures.
虽然我们有来自不同国家、不同文化背景的人。
We have absolutely no conflict with each other.
但是我们彼此之间却没有任何的矛盾。
Because they understand that when they come through the doors of into the chapel.
因为我们明白到，当我们来到教会的门。
There's only one race.
只有一个种族。
That's the human race.
这就是人类。
There is only one culture.
只有一个文化。
The culture of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣的文化。
There's only one purpose.
只有一个目的。
That is to come to worship before the throne of God.
就是来到神宝座前来敬拜他。
And so when they are individual homes, they embrace their cultures. They are proud of who they are.
虽然他们在各自的家有自己的文化，他们也非常骄傲于自己的文化。
And when we come to the church, we embrace each other.
但是我们来到教会的时候，我们却互相拥抱不同的文化。
And I thank God that we are all in Jesus Christ. We are all on equal ground.
感谢神，我们在神的家里面，我们都是公平的。
I praise the Lord that I can hug my black brother.
我赞美神，因为我可以拥抱我的黑人弟兄。
That I can sing with my Colombian sister.
我也可以跟我的来自哥伦比亚的姐妹一起唱诗。
That I can listen to my Asian ministers preaching the word of God.
我也可以听来自亚洲的长执传福音。
And I thank God that no matter where I go in this world.
我感谢神，就是无论我到世界各地哪里去。
Whether we have the same language or not.
不管我们是否有这共同的语言。
We can communicate to each other through this common bond that we have in Jesus Christ.
我们是可以借着我们在主里的合一彼此沟通。
Now, we need to notice that we are partners even though we have different gifts.
那我们要明白到，就是虽然我们拥有不同的恩赐，但是我们是伙伴。
There are both what we call public gifts and private gifts.
有一种恩赐是大众型的恩赐，有一种恩赐却是私人型的恩赐。
Some preach from the pulpit.
有些是站在讲台上讲道。
Some sweep the floors.
有些打扫。
Some are pianists.
有些诗琴。
Some visit the sick and pray for them.
有些去访问身体欠安的，也为他们祷告。
Some teach RE classes.
有些是做宗教教育老师的。
Some lead Bible studies.
有些是带领查经的。
There are as many different gifts as there are people in the kingdom of God.
这有很多的人，就好像在神的国里面也有不同的人。
And these gifts are all of equal importance and significance.
虽然有不同的恩赐，但是都有着同样的分量的重要性。
There's an old saying.
有一句话。
The man who holds the ladder at the bottom is just as important as the one who stands at the top.
那个握着楼梯的人跟站在楼梯上面的那个人是一样重要。
Everybody wants to be the man on top.
很多人都希望居在高位。
But he wouldn't be there for very long without the assistance he receives from the man at the bottom.
但是他没有办法在高位站立的太久，如果没有在底下支撑他的人。
And so although some people's gifts are more evident to the church,
虽然有些恩赐在教会里面是非常明显的。
It doesn't mean that they are more important to the kingdom of God.
但是不代表他们的恩赐在神的国里面是比较重要的。
Let's turn to Matthew 10, verse 42.
我们来看马太福音书第十章第四十二节。
Matthew 10, verse 42.
马太福音书十章第四十二节。无论何人，因为门徒的名，只把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在的告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。
You see, all of our gifts are needed.
我们知道，我们每个人的恩赐都是有必要、有需要的。
Many years ago, there was the president of Egypt was named Anwar Sadat.
很多年以前有这个埃及的总统叫这个名字叫沙达，沙达。
When he was assassinated, they provided a temporary burial place for him.
当他遇刺死亡的时候呢，有人替他把他的遗体安葬在这个坟墓里面。
He was buried next to Egypt's tomb of the unknown soldier.
他们被安葬在这个无名英雄的坟墓里面。
And I find it interesting that Egypt's best-known soldier should be buried beside Egypt's unknown soldier.
我觉得这是非常有趣的事，因为一个如此出名的英雄竟然被安葬在无名英雄的坟墓里面。
You see, in the kingdom of God, the church, there are so many unknown soldiers.
在这个神的国里面，在我们的教会里面，有着许多的无名英雄。
And they march right beside the well-known soldiers.
他们也跟着那些有名的英雄一起操步。
They each do their part.
他们每个都在做自己的工。
And what they do is very important.
他们所做的工都是重要的。
Because without them, nothing would be accomplished.
因为没有了他们，很多事情都办不起来。
Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy.
保罗对提摩太这样说，在提摩太前书。
First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 12.
提摩太前书四章十二节。四章十二节，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
So today we can say, do not let anyone look down on you because of your gift.
我今天我们也可以说，不要因为你的恩赐让人小看你。
Whether your gift is public or private.
无论你的恩赐是属于大众型的还是私人型的。
By that we mean unknown or known.
就意思是说，就是被人知道的，或者是有名的，或者是无名的。
Give it everything you have for the glory of God.
你要把你所有的都为了神的荣耀而献给他。
Now let's also notice that we have different duties.
我们也要知道，就是我们每个人都有不同的责任。
You know, we can express our giftedness through our duties in the church.
我们在教会里面做神的工，能够发挥我们的恩赐，他所给我们的恩赐。
I'm sure you all know that there are many jobs to do in the church to help it run smoothly and efficiently.
那在教会里面有不同的工作，要我们去做好，让这个教会的运作能够很顺利。
And there is much work to be done.
是有很多的工要做。
So we have differing duties and different responsibilities.
所以我们有不同的工作，也不同的责任。
Now if we go back to Colossians.
我们来看哥罗西书第四章。
We can see that there, in the scripture we read earlier, that there are several duties and responsibilities listed.
那刚才我们在这个章节里面念到有不同的工作与责任。
First, there is the duty of communication.
首先有这个说沟通的 工作。
Paul obviously was very gifted in this way.
那保罗其实是一个非在沟通方面是一个很有恩赐的人。
But he also was sending his friends to communicate to the Colossians and others.
但是他把他的朋友差遣到哥罗西的教会去。
Some people are very gifted communicators.
那有些人在讲话方面是非常有恩赐的。
They're able to teach and to preach and express themselves very well.
他们可以教导人，可以传福音，他们很会表达自己。
And they bring glory to God through their communicative abilities.
所以他们以他们讲话的这个口才来荣耀神。
Also, there is the duty of encouragement.
还有就是这个鼓励人的工作。
Paul said that one of the express purposes for which he was sent in Tychicus was so that he can encourage the Colossians' hearts.
保罗说他差派推基古去是要叫他安慰那里人的心。
Now we know in the church there are certain people that are better at encouraging than others.
我们知道在教会里面呢，有些人是比较会懂得去勉励人。
I know a sister that she means well, but she really is not very gifted at encouraging.
我认识一个姐妹，她不善于去鼓励人，但是她的动机是好的。
She tries to share a testimony of her past life.
那她尝试与我分享有关她过去生活的这个见证。
And she had a brother commit suicide. She had several different things going on and negative things in her life in the past.
那在她以前的生活里面，她的有她有她的兄弟是自杀的，也有很多很消极的生活在她的生活里面。
And so whenever we have truth seekers or someone new come to the church, she immediately gravitates towards them and tries to share all of this negative history with them.
那如果她遇到任何的新来的慕道者，她一定会去跟他们聊有关她这个很悲的过去。
She thinks that she is doing the right thing.
她以为她做对了。
And her heart really isn't in the right place.
当然她的动机也是对的。
But she is not gifted at it.
但是她却在这方面没有任何的恩赐。
Because her testimony never winds up being positive, it just winds up being very sad.
因为她的见证呢，听起来并不带有任何积极性的讯息的，反而是非常的消极的。
So what we have is perhaps one miserable person, and now we have another miserable person, and we've got two miserable people.
这样本来只有一个很悲惨的人，另外一个人听了他悲惨的故事，就变成有两个人有悲惨的故事。
There's that old saying, misery loves company.
那有一句话说，悲惨需要有人陪伴。
But as Christians, our role to be encouraged is should to help them come out of that misery.
但是身为基督徒，我们是要把他们从他们的悲惨的经历当中夸出来。
You know, I thank God that in the True Jesus Church, there are many who take it upon themselves to be encouragement to each other.
我感谢神，就是我们真耶稣教会有许多人愿意去做这种勉励人的工作。
Now in verse 11, Paul said that his fellow workers for the kingdom of God have proved a comfort to him.
在十一节这里，保罗说，在神的国与他一同做工的，叫他心里的安慰。
And I could probably safely say that there are probably many of you here who are gifted in this area.
我想你们当中也有许多在这方面是很有恩赐的。
You can go to someone who is in need and put your arm around them and comfort them and let them know that you care.
你可以来到一个有需要的人旁边，坐在他旁边，把你的手绕过去，给他，让他知道你关心他。
See, that is called ministry.
这就是圣工。
You know, I used to think ministry was just ministers standing on the pulpit and preaching.
我常以为说圣工就是长职站在台前讲道。
But each and every one of us is a minister.
但是我们每一个人都是长职。
We are all called to minister, to serve.
因为我们每一个人都受召来侍奉他。
It's just in different capacities.
就是在我们不同的领域方面去侍奉他。
And the other thing is that we see that duty is prayer.
还有一个工作就是祷告的工作。
Now, while we are called to pray, we realize that some are especially gifted in this area.
当然我们需要祷告，但是有些人在祷告方面是非常有恩赐的。
In verse 12, Paul says that Epaphras was really praying fervently for everyone.
那在十二节这里记载，以巴弗为同龄竭力的祈求。
You know, we all in our hearts have someone special that we want to pray for.
我们每个人心里都有一个非常特别的人，想要为他代祷。
Perhaps it's a family member.
或这个人或许是我们家人。
Perhaps it's a coworker.
也或许是我们的同工。
Maybe it's someone that you really would like God to soften their heart so that they can accept the word of God.
或许是某些硬心的人，希望神能够把软化他的心，让他能够接受主。
Maybe it's our children.
也或许是我们的孩子。
There was a little brother that we were talking about prayer.
有一个小朋友，有一个小男孩，他在谈有关祷告的事。
And he was saying that his mom prays for him all the time.
那他说他的妈妈常常为他祷告。
Every night she prays.
他每个晚上都为他祷告。
So I said, well, that's really good. That's very good. What does she say? What does she pray for?
那我就问他说，那是很好的一件事，那他为你祷告些什么呢？
He said, she prays, thank God he's in bed.
他妈妈说，感谢神，他已经睡着了。
If you know this little boy, you would understand why.
如果你认识这个小男孩，你会知道他的原因。
So some of you are no doubt probably very gifted in prayer.
那有些人毫无疑问是一个在祷告方面很有恩赐。
And so I urge you to use your prayers as a weapon for the building of the kingdom of God.
我强烈希望你们能够利用你们这个祷告的恩赐来建造我们的教会，神的国。
Now, so far we have been talking and focusing on our differences.
讲到这里，我们为止我们谈的都是我们的个人的差异。
Different backgrounds.
我们有来自不同的背景。
Different gifts.
不同的恩赐。
Different duties.
不同的工作。
But because of our relationship to Jesus Christ, we find also that we have the same purpose and the same goal.
但是因为我们跟神的关系，我们发现我们原来还有这共同的目标。
We are all in the family of Christ.
我们每个都是在神的家。
You know, I kind of wish we had this tradition here in the U.S., but I know when I go to Taiwan or to Sabah or different places,
我希望我们教会这里也有这样的一种习惯，但是我只是发现到在我去台湾或者是去沙巴的时候
，There's a hymn that is sung after almost all of the services, that's titled "In Jesus Christ We Are One Family."
那通常在他们在聚会的时候会唱这首歌，叫做《在耶稣里我们都是一家人》。
And you know, no matter where you come from,
所以我们无论我们从哪里来
，no matter what your background,
无论我们的背景是什么
，no matter what your bloodline,
无论我们的血统是什么
，if you have given your life to Christ,
只要我们把我们的生命献给了神
，if you have had your sins washed away in the blood of Christ in baptism,
只要我们的罪借着他的宝血被洗净
，then you have been adopted into the biggest family in the world.
只要我们就是成为这全世界最大的家庭的一部分。
When we come together to worship the Lord, it is, you know, it's like a family reunion.
当我们一起聚集来敬拜神的时候，就好像一个大家庭聚会。
Because we are part of the same family.
因为我们是同属一个家庭的。
We have the same father.
我们有同有一个父。
We share the same brothers and sisters.
我们也有共同的弟兄姐妹。
We all belong to the family of God.
我们都属于这神的家。
Our goals are the same regardless of our skin color.
不管我们的肤色是什么，我们都有共同的目标。
Regardless of our race.
也不管我们有来自不同的种族。
Regardless of our social standing.
也不管我们的社会定位位置是什么。
We are all here to glorify Jesus Christ and to build his kingdom.
我们都聚集在这里来荣耀他，来建立他的国。
As I mentioned earlier in the Tampa Church.
那刚才我提到有关我们在坦帕的教会。
We have educated and undereducated.
我们那里有受教育和没有受教育的人。
We have people of members of various income levels.
那里面也有不同不同这个收入来源的人。
From middle class to down to those who live payday to payday.
有些是中产阶级的，有些就是一天工作一天才有收入的。
We have mixed race families.
也有不同种族的家庭。
But we all realize that we are building the same kingdom of God. We are all in the same family.
但是我们却知道我们是一起来建立神的国。
We are in this together.
我们是一同在一起的。
We need to realize that we are all servants of Christ.
我们要知道我们都是神的仆人。
Because when we accept the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior,
因为当我们接受耶稣为我们的救主。
We are accepting him as our master.
我们就是接受他做我们的主人。
We are essentially saying, Lord, I am ready to go wherever you want me to go.
我们就是在说，主啊，你要我去哪里，我都已经准备好要去。
I am ready to do what you want me to do.
我已经准备好做你要我做的事。
Now, when you say that and when I say that,We should mean what we say.
当你这样说，我也这样说的话，我们应当很认真，是很认真的对待这事情。
And then we can find that we become joyful servants together.
这样我们就会一起成为喜乐的神的工人。
With the Lord Jesus Christ as our shepherd.
主耶稣成为我们的牧羊人。
We find that we are all.On the same side.
我们发现到我们都是站在同一阵线的。
All of us have dedicated ourselves to the Lord.
我们每个人都把我们的身心献给神。
And through our dedication, we are all moving in the same direction.
因为我们有了这个承诺，所以我们是走在同一个方向的。
No longer am I only looking out for myself.
我不再是顾自己而已。
And no longer should you be looking out for yourself.
你也不再顾你自己的事而已。
We are all working for Christ.
我们都一起来为主工作。
Instead of pulling in different directions.
我们不再有不再有差异。
We should start pulling together.
我们应该要一同合作。
Because we are partners.
因为我们都是伙伴。
Working for the kingdom.
我们为神的国而工作。
To glorify and lift up the name of Jesus Christ.
是要荣耀和高举主耶稣。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Verses 12 through 15.
第十二到十五节。十二节，弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的。又因他们所做的工，用爱心格外尊重他们，你们也要彼此和睦。我们又劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人，勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。你们要谨慎，无论是谁都不可以恶报恶，或是彼此相待， 或是带众人，常要追求良善。
Here we see that we are in this together.
从这里我们可以知道，我们是彼此合作的，我们都共同在一起。
We have to take care of one another.
我们必须要彼此照顾。
We have to lift each other up.
我们要彼此支撑。
As we work together to exalt our Lord Jesus Christ, to lift him up.
我们要一同合作来高举神的名。
We are not put on this earth to go to school, to get a job, to make money, to retire, and to die.
我们在这世上不是只是去学校找工作赚钱然后老了然后死。
It's much more than that.
我们的生命还有更大的意义。
We are put in this world to give glory to Jesus Christ.
我们来到这世上是要荣耀神。
To bring the lost to salvation.
要带领迷失的羊来领受这个恩典。
And we can only do this if we work as a partnership together, as a family.
我们如果能够和同心协力一起来做这件事情，才能够成功。
Because without family, if we don't have the family, we will never make it.
因为没有这个家庭，我们没有办法成功。
So it's my prayer that we learn from the scripture from the epistle that Paul wrote to the church in Colossae.
那我深切祷告。希望你们都会学习这个保罗在写信给哥罗西书的这个几个经节当中学习。
In Jesus Christ, we are one family.
我们在耶稣里，我们都是一家人。
Let's sing him 126.
我们一起唱诗126首。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Praise again, praise and thank God for this opportunity to join together with members of Irvine and in worship.
那再次赞美感谢神，能够跟我们尔湾的信徒一起来做崇拜聚会。
It is always a great joy for me.
对我来说，这是一个无比喜乐的事情。
So we're going to pray.
我们一起来祷告。
We pray for tomorrow's service.
我们为明天的聚会祷告。
And all will go smoothly.
让明天的聚会一切顺利。
We also pray for those who on your prayer list.
我们也为在祷告代祷事项的人祷告。
That God will bring healing and comfort to them.
愿神医治和安慰他们的心。
And we pray for the family of Christ.
我们也为在主里的家庭祷告。
And let us pray.
一起跪下祷告。